Well, I mean, I've heard from parents and I know we've seen the proliferation of these vape shops. These liquid nicotine products have flooded our markets in recent years, and there hasn't been sufficient oversight or regulatory measures in place. And oftentimes these products are making their way into hands of underage buyers. With this bill, we now set up a regulatory scheme that if you are violating the directory where there are approved products that are allowed to be sold in the United States, those will be taken off the shelf. And those that consistently sell to people that are underage, they'll be shut down.
Why have vape shops in Virginia been able to operate this way in this legal gray area for so long?
We just haven't known who they are. You know, last year we passed a law that required these vape shops to register with the Department of Tax, and only 52 actually sent in their registration. And we believe that there are close to 10,000 vape shops in the state, and we want to make sure that we pull them under this regulatory scheme.
I don't want to make any assumptions here, but it sounds like the legislation had quite a bit of support in the General Assembly and now goes to the governor's desk. What do you think's going to happen here? Do you expect that Governor Spanberger is going to have no problem signing that?
Look, I'm optimistic. I've been working on this issue with former Senator Adam Eban in the General Assembly for the last 6 years to solve this problem. And you understand what the problem is. We don't want to get these vape products into the hands of kids that are underage. We currently have an under 21 law that is strictly prohibited from buying vape products and tobacco products, but there just hasn't been an enforcement. This bill will put in place an enforcement mechanism that will ensure that these products don't get in the hands of kids.
How
And I'm
quickly
confident the governor will sign the bill.
do you expect enforcement to actually happen? Let's assume that Spanberger signs the bill and this is put into place, this mechanism that you're talking about. Do you expect that that would happen quickly, or does something like that take a long time to put into place, let all these shops know the new rules? What kind of timeline would you be looking for to get that total enforcement that you're looking for?
Typically, bills in the General Assembly go into effect July of the year that they're passed. We'll have an educational program for a few months, but I would think that we'd be operational probably by October. We're going to have to stand up an enforcement mechanism. The Virginia ABC, they already do this for alcohol. They will be hiring inspectors, and once they identify where these vape shops are and retail establishments selling the vape products, they'll be hiring inspectors, and I think they'll be doing underage programs probably within the end of this year.